Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, Justin Turner was determined to join his teammates on the field despite a positive COVID test, and Major League Baseball doesn't like it at all.
In a statement, Major League Baseball basically said they tried to keep Dodger third baseman Justin Turner in isolation after he was pulled from Game 6 of the World Series for a positive COVID test, but as Radio.com sports baseball insider John Heyman said, Turner didn't cooperate.
MLB security and other people at MLB urged him to stay in the isolation booth, and he just did not listen, and he went out on the field. It was, I think he will regret it, and it's not something that he should have done.
The league statement said, while a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came into contact with at risk. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Did you get together with a bunch of maskless people to celebrate the Dodgers winning? The public health officials, they want you to go get tested for COVID.
People have been part of celebratory crowds where they were in close contact with others, not wearing face coverings and not distancing, may have been exposed to COVID-19.
LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
They should all take the following precautions for the next 14 days. Remain apart from others as much as possible. Get tested and monitor yourself for symptoms of illness. If you know that you were in contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19, please quarantine for the full 14 days, even if you have a negative test result.
Ferrer notes case counts are rising and points to recent reopenings and sports-related gatherings. The positivity rate is also going up, likely due in part to a decrease in demand for testing.
We have a lot of unfilled testing slots within the county and also within the city testing sites.
Dr. Christina Galli, the health services director, says 40% of the county slots are going unfilled.
Testing is broadly available for those who need it.
The county's estimated transmission rate has dropped below 1, which means new cases are expected to gradually decline. Since the pandemic began, more than 303,000 county residents have tested positive for COVID-19, and more than 7,000 have died. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Dodger fans are ecstatic over the World Series victory, and some lined up at sporting goods stores this morning to try to score some championship gear.
Price was no object, not when you could pick up something that says the Dodgers are world champions.
32 years we've been waiting.
Fans rush to the store to try to get some championship gear before it's gone.
We're coming to pick up our t-shirts.
I got a couple glasses. I'm going to come back more when they get more stuff.
Now, in this pandemic year, the Dodgers only had to play a 60-game regular season instead of playing 162 like they normally do. But these fans say it doesn't matter. No asterisk for this team. They've earned it.
It's the Dodgers time. It's the Dodgers season. There's no asterisk. We should have won this at least 2 or 3 years ago, and I'm so happy that we won last night.
The fans were hardly feeling blue. They didn't even blink when they had to pay for the Dodger gear. Fans said the hats and t-shirts were running roughly $35 each. In El Segundo, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
People going back home now that some of the evacuation orders have been lifted for Irvine. Firefighters getting a better handle on the Silverado fire. 13,000 acres, 25% surrounded. CAL FIRE spokesman Rigo Herrera tells KNX the winds have died down, which makes the job a whole lot easier.
They're taking advantage of this by moving more resources around to areas where it's more accessible. It's not as dangerous for them.
Water dropping aircraft, they're out again. Full containment's not expected until early next month. Firefighters stood the ground during the strong winds yesterday and Monday, prevented homes from burning down. Fire started Monday. About 80,000 people were told to evacuate. SoCal Edison says its equipment might have started the Silverado fire.
Encouraging news on the Blue Ridge fire burning in Orange and San Bernardino counties. Containment today is at 16%, just over 13,000 acres scorched.
Perfect weather to grow the containment line around the Blue Ridge fire. There are blackened hillsides in almost every direction here in Chino Hills. This is the San Bernardino County side of that fire that yesterday was raging across hillsides of bone dry brush.
Seeing it come over the hill on top was a little scary when you started seeing the actual flames coming over the hill.
I am humbled by what they've done and saved our homes.
CAL FIRE confirming that 7 structures were damaged in this fire, 1 destroyed, but that was in Orange County. They aren't saying whether or not they were homes or other types of buildings. In Chino Hills, no homes lost. In Chino Hills, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Record home sale in Orange County. A mansion on the Newport Coast, Crystal Cove, $61 million was the close. Most expensive ever in Orange County. 19,000 square feet, 6 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms. Realtor Tim Smith with Coldwell Banker tells KNX, the entire county is now a hotspot.
When COVID started, you found everybody stuck at home. The people locally here in Orange County, like, I want a bigger house. A pool was no longer just something they wanted. It was a requirement. People wanted to be at the beach, on the bay.
Since people from big cities, they like Orange County for the spacious homes. It's not as densely populated. Smith says he thinks the $61 million record will be broken once more big homes along the coast go up for sale.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.